Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. We are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. Our Hickory Point Bank Merit Scholars program, which is underway, will go all the way through April. We'll be in with Carla Miller and the folks from Hickory Point Bank and our best and our brightest from our local area high schools. And the end of the day, in April, we'll announce the overall winner, $5,000 scholarship. Yeah. From Hickory Point Bank. Today we are talking about Eisenhower High School and all the great students. They have four in particular, and we want to thank Lon Darius and Samantha for being in. And welcome Kayla Stukens and Angela DeLeon to the show. Four chosen by the school, given to Hickory Point Bank, right?
Yes.
That's how that works?
Well, the first four, they're chosen by the school.
That's what I'm saying. They say here are our top four kids.
Right, exactly. All right.
Angela, you're a senior at Eisenhower, an active member of the National Honor Society and band. What do you play in band?
I'm in percussion, so like drumline and all that stuff.
Is that fun?
Yeah, it's
the really drumline looks like they have more fun than everybody else.
Yeah, it's really fun. Whenever like you get to like hit things, so basically.
That's what I'm saying. It's like the woodwind stuff is okay, but yeah. You guys look like you're having all the fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of hard work, too, though, because, like, the drums are pretty heavy compared to, like, the rest of the band, so it's, like...
All right, how did you get interested in band? Walk us back when you first got that spark of interest in playing music.
It was kind of, like, a funny story, because I actually started in, like, orchestra, like, in elementary school, and, like, there was, like, a scheduling thing where I ended up in band, but it was, like, actually really fun, and I've been, like, continuing it since then.
All right, so. Percussion was always your thing?
I kind of got placed into it, but, like, I kind of picked it up and just had fun with it. Since then.
So, all right. Yeah. Do people have, we were just talking about this with Lon Darius. The band works so hard, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys go to everything.
Yeah. There's so many like home games and stuff. There's like a lot like scheduling conflicts like happen all the time, but it's like honestly really fun to be able to experience like all this stuff that we go to.
All right. Well, you are the captain of the Scholastic Bowl team. What does that mean?
Scholastic Bowl, where it's kind of like a trivia club pretty much. So we just like, it's almost like a Jeopardy, like a mini like, Jeopardy thing like among schools. So
all right, so you got to have fun and compete in a very academic way. Now you're all honors, AP and college courses, PE being your only regular level class at the moment, so you perform at a high level. What's next for you? What are you looking forward to doing in your adult life?
Honestly, just like finishing college. I'm not like exactly sure what I want to do yet, but as long as like I'm happy doing it, so like maybe, like, going into engineering because I like science and math classes, and it'd be, like, really, interesting to have, like, probably, like, more girls in it.
Cause, like, oh, yeah, right? Yeah. But that's changing, right? Because you got young people that are being inspired, and they realize that everybody can do everything, you know, if they just put their mind to it, and we're seeing all kinds of people break out of those molds. You got great careers. You know, engineering is something, I mean, you know, you think about Caterpillar and all these big companies. You could work anywhere in the world, right, Carla?
I know.
And so that's great. Now, Kayla, you're a senior at Eisenhower, AP and honors classes. You're involved in the theater department. We have a little theater on the square coming in a little later. They got a thing about divas they're doing. What is fun about theater? What got you interested in that?
So my sophomore year of high school, my choir teacher really, he really wanted me to be a part of it because he saw something in me. And I guess I started doing Tarzan my sophomore year. And I just kind of fell in love with the community and, like, the camaraderie that is in theater. You know, we're all a family. All of my best friends are in theater. Some of them by choice. Some of them I forced to be in theater just because I loved it so much. It's really a great experience to, like, reach out to the community as well.
All right. So you do musicals. You're also part of the improv team.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, that sounds like fun.
Improv is a lot of fun. You know, it's you don't have to necessarily be funny. You know, improv is just naturally funny by itself.
You want to see funny? Take a bunch of adults to an improv class, and they have no idea what to do. We did this a couple of years ago up at Second City in Chicago with the company, and we brought all of our leadership group through there. People are not very good at this at all. But that's a great skill set, right?
Yeah, it is.
All right, now you combine that. What's up with the engineering? You want to be an engineer. You're interned with Ameren, right?
Yeah. I've always loved, like, math. It's always been my favorite subject in science, and that internship is really, really fun because I get to see, like, I get to apply all my math skills to, like, real-life problems and go out into the field and stuff, so it's really, really cool.
All right, now you volunteer with the middle schools and the grade schools and help with their annual musicals. Why do you feel the need to do that? What about volunteering appeals to you?
Just because when I was a kid and I did musicals at my grade school, it was a great experience. And there were high schoolers that volunteered then, and it was just to see all their wisdom that they knew, like giving back to us, and it was just really important for me to do that for other children.
All right, so what are you doing now in the drama theater department? Is there a play or anything that you're doing right now?
We are currently in rehearsal for The Little Mermaid, and I get to play Ariel this year.
So, very cool.
Yes, it's very exciting.
And how is that? It's amazing to me the work that goes in. We talk about sports, and we realize that a lot of work goes in there, and there's a lot of practice. But like you talk about band, you talk about the theater department. Man, the rehearsals, it's exhausting. There's a lot of work that goes into that.
Yeah, it's a lot. We're there most days after school, and we work with, there's a pit full of band kids that work, and there's so many different people that work on so many different things. And it's cool to, like, at the end, to just all come together and make something really big with a bunch of different programs.
All right, very cool. Angela and Kayla. So I'm telling you, Caterpillar's people out here listening, you've been keeping an eye on these kids. There's great careers, and we got a bunch of engineers through the studio this morning.
Now, I felt like when I was in high school, I was very active and did a lot. And these kids, oh, my gosh, they blow me away. And it's just amazing that all that they can do, and they're at the top of their class.
No doubt
besides,
about it.
Besides all the extra stuff, it's incredible.
It's the Hickory Point Bank Merit Scholars, our very first endeavor here this morning. We're doing this all the way through April. 7 local high schools, top 4 students. Someone's going to get a $5,000 scholarship at the end of all this. Thanks to Tony, all the crew at Hickory Point Bank. You guys are just constantly, you live your tagline. I mean, where some companies, they come up with sort of a branding thing, and it's like, that's what it is. It's a branding thing. You guys live and breathe this whole invested thing. I mean, it is apparent to all.
We do, and I couldn't work there if I didn't live it, too. And I think most of the people that I work with feel the same way.
All right. Well, if you missed any of the interviews with Londarius or Samantha or Kayla or Angela, you can get those at Nauticator.com or wherever you get your podcast. And we really appreciate it. Carla, we'll see you next month. Great stuff, as always.